Good morning. Just got this bulletin that Shirley Temple has died. She was the biggest child star in the history of Hollywood.
Right.
On the good ship, Lollipop. I know you remember you were singing that as a child. Animal Crackers in My Soup. She was making, this is an amazing statistic about Shirley Temple. In 1941, they were selling $45 million worth of Shirley Temple dolls in that year. Can you imagine what that would be worth today?
Wow.
And then, you know, they still drink the Shirley Temple drink at every bar in America. She was 85.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy Fallon, he's putting together his lineup of first week guests, and Tim McGraw is on that list. He'll play Wednesday night, February the 19th. Brad and Keith were on the Beatles special last weekend. It's coming back tomorrow night. They're trying to find anything that works against the Olympics, and that worked pretty good. So they're going to do it again tomorrow night. It'll be 7:30 to 10 o'clock on CBS. Jake Owen, he's got thin blood. You know, he's from Florida. He can't stand this cold weather. He played Pebble Beach out in California over the weekend. He said, right now, I'm chilling in L.A. for a couple of days. The weather is perfect as usual. Going to hole up in a studio and see what happens.
Uh-huh.
Now, see, if I had the money, that's exactly what I'd be doing. Wouldn't we all be at the pool in Beverly Hills?
Yeah, exactly.
You wouldn't. NASCAR testing. The NASCAR gang is on its way to Daytona. Did you see what Richard Petty had to say about Danica Patrick yesterday?
I did not.
Richard Petty won 200 races, so he can guess he gets the right to say what he wants. They said, can Danica win the Sprint Cup Series in the future? He said, if everybody else stays home. Blake Shelton. On Shakira's new album, as they continue to pre-tape episodes of that show, starts February 24. Look for Willie Nelson and Alison Krauss on tour together in May and June. And Luke Bryan, already at his 9th number one single with Drink a Beer.
I knew that was a number one from the get-go, man.
Absolutely.
Good things happen to good people.
That's right.